This is the Life Truth Network.
Quest for our Truth, Episode 367.
Quest for Truth, presented by Protectorate Productions and HPN, Helsley Podcast Network. Now located at life-truth.com. And now, here is your host, Keith Helsley.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is your host, Keith, and it is time once again for Quest for Truth. I'm going to do something a little bit different today. This is going to be me in the studio, of course. And you know what? We'll maybe just pause in a moment to have a quick word from our good folks there at the Christian Podcast Community. But let me just give you a heads up. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about a hymn. It's something that I thought would be an interesting experiment. Grabbing a hymnal, and most hymns that in there, especially the old ones, are based on some sort of scripture, and kind of reading through the hymn as a devotional and talking about the scriptures that support it. And even in the small sampling of hymns I pulled out, I must say that some are far better theologically sound than others, even amongst the old ones. I know there was a debate about that, and some time ago, I think it was in one of our podcasts or roundtables, or maybe it was maybe in the after chat or something, I was speaking with a couple of guys that were there, and who both have musical backgrounds, and I mentioned it'd be very awesome to hear them use a hymn and use it as a devotional content. Well, here's my shot at it. Let me know how I do, because I've never done this before, and I don't know what I'm doing. So with that said, hey, let's go ahead and take that break now and check out some of those guys. I've been told 50 people over there. No wonder I can't keep up with them all. And I think Andrew Rappaport said that there's some in the neighborhood of 35 hours of Christian theological podcasting enjoyment throughout the week. So there's something for everyone, everything from homeschool moms to pastors in search of sermon, I guess, study resources and whatnot, and people like me who just talk about whatever. we try to present this as a Sunday school type approach, and to be informative for those who are maybe new to the faith and have some questions about, well, seeking the truth. But hey, here's that promised promo.
The good news is Striving for Eternity would love to come to your church to spend 2 days with your folks, teaching them biblical hermeneutics. That's right, the art and science of interpreting scripture. The bad news is somebody attending might be really upset to discover Jeremiah 29:11 should not be their life verse. To learn more, go to strivingforeternity.org to host a Bible interpretation made easy seminar in your area.
Ever wish you could get together with a friend over coffee each week and talk about God's Word? Me too. Hi, I'm Anthony Russo. I'm the host of Grace and Peace Radio. Grace and Peace Radio is a Christian living blog and podcast dedicated to engaging conversations about applying God's Word to everyday life. I hope you'll join me, Anthony Russo, on Grace and Peace Radio each week at graceandpeaceradio.com or right here on the christianpodcastcommunity.org.
Okay, main topic. Here we go. Let's get started. What I have here is a classic hymn from, I don't know, way back. It's called Holy, Holy, Holy. Now, whenever I was growing up, being in the Southern Baptist Convention, we used the Baptist hymnal of 1957. And this was hymn number one. And even whenever they upgraded to the hymn produced in, I forget, mid-70s, 75 maybe. This was still the first one, number one in the hymnal. Now, I think since then they've tucked it away a few pages back. but it is classic. And of course, the title itself is Holy, Holy, Holy. It's called Nicaea Lyrics. I'm not sure what specifies that as Nicaea Lyrics. But it has a default arrangement by John Backus Dykes and Reginald Heber. It has to do with, of course, the throne room of God, eternity, glory, power, God's sovereignty, His justice and mercy. Just to drop a few tags onto it there. The title is a direct quote. It comes from two places in the Bible. The first place is Isaiah 6, 3. And the one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. In Revelation 4, 8. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And now there's other scripture supports as we approach the lyrics. And it's, I'll read the complete verse, and then I'll step back and we'll talk a little bit about it. Some of the lines are in it. But it starts out, of course, with, I'm not going to sing it. You have to pay me more than that. Oh, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity, or blessed Trinity. Okay, let's look, of course, that phrase, Lord God Almighty, which, by the way, is in the Nicene Creed, which is probably why they get that to add to the title. Revelation 11:17, I think it's right. That's my place. Here we go, yeah. Revelation 11:17. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Then Revelation 16:7. And I heard another out of these altars saying, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Revelation 21:22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Now, getting back to the lyrics, early in the morning. In Numbers 14:40, and they rose up early in the morning and got them up to the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, we be here and will go up into the place where the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. Luke 21:38, and all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. John 8:2, and early in the morning he came again unto the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Mark 16:2, and very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Luke 24:1 says something similar. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And that's verse 1. So clearly, early in the morning, Jesus rose up early morning. He rose early in the morning. The woman got up early in the morning. God Almighty, who was recognized that way by everyone from Moses to the angels. And it's definitely a good way to praise and honor God. Let's go ahead and read through verse 2. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. Now, the lyrics, let me bring in some supporting scriptures. The saints, Psalms 106:16, they envied Moses also in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. Philippians 4:21, salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. Talking about the crowns of gold, Revelation 4:4, and round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. The glass you see, well, Revelation 4, verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Revelation 15:2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Wow, definitely some expectations there. The saints are all the believers. This mentions in the Old Testament that Aaron was a saint. He was the priest. But in the New Testament, all the believers are called priests. And therefore, we're saints. We may not be among the 12 throwing down our golden crowns, but that's going to be happening in the throne room of God. But we will be standing on a sea of glass, mingled with fire. That's our future hope in heaven. But that's time to move on to verse 3. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy. There is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. All right, darkness and glory are some concepts here. Let's see what scripture supports that. In Deuteronomy 5:22, these words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud and of the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them into two tables of stone, and delivered them unto me. Deuteronomy 31:15. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. Psalm 78:14. In the daytime also he led them with the cloud, and all the night with the light of fire. Psalm 105:39, he spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. Ezekiel 10, starting with verse 3, now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Verse 4, then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with a cloud, and the court was full of brightness of the Lord's glory. Matthew 17:5, while he yet spake, behold, yet a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Mark 9:7, and there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Luke 9, starting in verse 34, while he thus spake, there came a cloud that overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. Verse 35, and there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Luke 21:27, And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Talking about power in those lyrics. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he saith unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, so the power of Christ may rest upon me. I think I read that right. There's got to be a less awkward way to put that. Before I go on to verse 4, the main thing there is God dwells in darkness, the Bible says, which seems odd. In heaven, there's darkness. Well, one thing about God's attributes is, you know, he is, of course, you know, loving and joy and all these things, but God is wrathful. And I just kind of wonder, maybe I'm wrong, but those dark clouds that surround, that God hides himself in, maybe that has to do with his wrath, surrounding himself in darkness. But regardless of whether I'm right or wrong, and I'm confused, I don't know. It's just a thought. There's certainly a lot of dark mystery that we'll never know about God, only as much as he wants folks to know. But at the same time, there's dark clouds, there's brightness, there's darkness on the inner court, but there's brightness in the outer court. It's just an odd thing, having clouds, thick darkness, and yet light. It's one of the amazing mysterious attributes of God. And it's only a mystery because, well, he's chosen not to reveal it. But, of course, there's all that, that and power too. And finally, verse 4. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. It kind of repeats the first verse there again. Let's talk about where the concept of merciful and power. In Exodus 34:6, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Wow, there's some good attributes of God for you. Deuteronomy 4:31, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, nor destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. So he's a faithful God who doesn't forget. Deuteronomy 32:43, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render justice to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. There's a comforting thought. He will be a friend to those who need a friend, and an enemy to those who deserve an enemy. Hopefully not one of those. Let's see. Psalms 18:25. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. Psalm 103:8. The Lord's merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Psalms 116:5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Psalm 117:2, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord, which that means hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a song about that. I learned that at church camp long time ago. Psalms 145:10, all thy work shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Matthew 5:7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Luke 6:36, be ye merciful as your Father is merciful. Hebrews 2:17, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. I think I read that right. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hebrews 8:12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And those are just really a few of the scriptural supports I got for this classic hymn, which, by the way, is in open source, public domain. Both the lyrics and the music. So that's why, another reason why I wanted to start out with this one, because it is open source. There are some songs and hymns that maybe not quite, and it depends. Might still cover them in the future, but hey, this is the first run at this. I've never done it before, so tell me how I did. But that's all I got. I just wanted to share this hymn and to show what a good hymn looks like and how a good hymn has, so many scriptural supports. So you couldn't hardly shake enough sticks at it. Whereas the bad ones, and I found one where the only thing they have scriptural is maybe the title or the first line. And the rest of it is artistic license from the mind of a poet. But anyhow, with that, hey, let's go ahead and take a quick listen to, and maybe another promo from the Christian podcast community. Listen to one of those fine fellows or females we have over there.
Are you just watching? You grab the popcorn, plant the family on the couch, and flip on the TV. But have you left your worldview behind? Media comes in all forms, and all of it contains some level of indoctrination. Are You Just Watching? The Entertained Christian's Handbook to Consuming Media with Purpose is a guided journal with worldview-shaping info and lots of guided note pages to help you watch and discuss anything you put before your family's eyes. Purchase it now on Amazon.com. And don't just watch.
Hey, I'm Daryl, and I'm here with my wife, Karen.
What's up?
And we're the hosts of the What Are We Even Doing Here podcast, the podcast that seeks to answer the question that we've all asked, what are we even doing here? We cover topics such as marriage, family, life, and living a Christian life in this crazy world. We don't have all the answers, but we know where to look.
Subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on SoundCloud as we seek the kingdom of God and find out what we are even doing here.
Grace and peace.
All right, and that really is all I got. So this is where you have your host, Keith, here, signing out for this week. Hey, maybe we'll get Nathan Cowell back in the studio pretty soon, maybe next week. Who knows? Hey, we are working on another Luke audio drama, or possibly two, coming up. It depends on how fast we get our voice actors responding to these scripts. So look forward to that in the upcoming weeks or couple of months or however long it takes. So, hey, thanks for listening. See you next week. And here comes Anthony Russo, the voice of the podcast, to tell you how to find us so you can contact me and tell me what you think about today's show. See you next week.
Visit life-truth.com, where you can find all our shows. Leave a message or call our voicemail number at 401-753-4844. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifetruthpage. Follow us on Twitter at HPNcast, capital H, capital P, capital N, capital C, AST. Everything Nathan Caldwell does can be found at facebook.com/protectors of the book. Music in the show is used by permission of Kevin Zerbe at zerbinator.wordpress.com. May God richly bless you. May you find everything you need. And if you don't know Jesus, your greatest need is a Savior. Thanks for listening.